I will turn this down a bit, though.
There were two regal sisters who ruled together.
Can you hear that?
Harmony for all the land.
Yep.
To do this, the
Look
eldest
that.
Used her
so,
powers to raise the
I guess the listener will be able to tell at this point that this will be a commentary more than a hour-long discussion video. Although it should be about 44 minutes long because it's a two-parter. And we're doing both parts. Yep, and if you're familiar with the episodes that we review, you'll be able to tell what point in the episode we are at. Which right now we're at the wonderful opening to the show. The illustration. Yeah. I meant the opening just like the art style.
Yeah.
Which is the only time you see it. Because later on they used the felt ponies. You know, like the little, the different style.
Yeah.
This is the only time you see this art form, I think, right?
What about the season 4 finale? The Tarek.
I think it was. I don't. Was it like this, or was it a bit more blocky or cartoony? Like, it wasn't as.
I think it was at least similar.
It was. The colors were more solid, like the show. Like the felt ponies. I don't think they were straight out, like, illustrations. Or
yeah, but the style of Luna and Celestia were the same as in that book.
Well, yeah. I think they were just copy paste, really. Hey, look, Kara. Oh, I want to point out that was a brown Big Mac. Well, point out, no one can see it. But yeah, in the opening of season one, they got the colors for the characters mixed up because they weren't, you know, using them at the time. So we just saw a brown Big Macintosh, which is not really a ripe Macintosh, is it?
Nope.
It's pretty rotten. It's a rotten apple. Okay.
There you are,
Twilight. Buttshot. My first episode was this one, actually. Because when I watch a show, I watch them in order.
I think I already told you my story for getting to the fandom. I wrote a original fanfic based off the show, I think it was Call of the Cutie, then watched the rest of the episodes in order, starting with this one.
Yeah, Alright, Spike. Who, he has very up and down, a place in the Brony community, because we just got done watching a couple, top 10 videos, and most of them, hate Spike.
Yeah.
He was good at, from the start, I liked him. Then he went downhill. Very gradually. Every episode he was in, he got worse and worse.
Yes, most of the Spike episodes kind of suck.
Like, just for sidekicks and games ponies play?
Those episodes I hate the most.
I don't like them a lot, but I like games ponies play a lot better because it's not about Spike. It's just a
Spike. I hate the games ponies play so much, I stopped watching it for the first 5 minutes.
What was the bet? Because it was too obvious?
Yes.
Well, we'll get to that when we get to that.
Okay.
You silly filly. Speaking of filly, we'll get to Philly Vanilli too soon. Oh, don't you worry. We just got done talking about that. Also,
I'm just wondering if they wrote these things, like the mythical. Is Celestia under an alias, or did.
Yeah, Celestia.
Or did some pony just randomly write them?
No, it's the Darren Dew. It's the Darren Dew, our author. AK Yearling. She writes all those books under many different pen names.
Nah. But I think it's assumed that Celestia wrote it, or she got someone to write it to leave it. Whoever the elements of magic would be.
Here we go, ready? There it is. You see it that time? For those of you listening, we talked about this the first time we did this, our first attempt at this a commentary. But the hourglass, when Twilight walks by it, you can see a Nightmare Moon's reflection in the top.
The reason why we've redone it is because some other stuff happened, and I wasn't really careful that well, so I wasn't talking much.
No, and you left a lot of times, and it left you with a lot of editing work, and then
it's not my fault.
I know.
I do have to stop and drop everything when my mom needs me.
And then every edit I do in like Audacity or Photoshop requires a temp file, which takes up a little bit of space on my laptop. So every little click I do on the program clutters up my laptop, which is why I just said screw it. We'll just redo it. Cutting things out is really space, but like when I do the noise removal or the copy paste and stuff with it. There. Anyway, like you said the first time, Celestia writes pretty fast.
Yep.
It's like she uses magic.
She might have her plot ready just in case or what.
No, she's got a voice to text magic program that when she speaks it goes onto the scroll.
Problem.
Okay. Back from a commercial break. It kind of looks small from far away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really, it looks like a village. Well, Ponyville, but a ville isn't a village, is it? I guess the ville is a small. But in the show, it's bigger than that. Like, you got a whole... Like, in the show, you get the library and the windmill in two different locations.
I know, but then again, compared to some places like Manhattan or Cantaloupe, it is different from much.
And that's why it's called Ponyville. It's like, Pink Press. It's me! No, I didn't say this on our first run-through of this, but when I first saw this scene, I was actually captivated by Pinkie Pie. Like, I was like, who was that? Like, what just happened?
Same.
You're like, what? Who was that? Here's Applejack with a slightly higher pitch voice than the rest of the show.
Yeah. And again, this is the pilot.
Good afternoon. Yep. My name is Twilight. This butt shot there, too. And Applejack standing on her hind legs, which is kind of weird to see a pony do.
But again, strength and stamina.
Especially Applejack.
Yeah.
However, it's not like that scene where Applejack's holding a bunch of spits in her hoof with marshmallows on. Like, she really... you know, like, hold on. Like, hearing, like, what, 50-plus episodes of Applejack after this or whatever, she really sounds different, and it's really bothering me right now. Like, you can tell, can't you? Like, especially when she's like, we sure do love making new friends, you know, like, her first couple lines, you just, like, she sounds so different. It's kind of like...
Like I said, this is the pilot, so they kind of haven't got the voices exact, but they improve that as the series goes on.
Well, I love Twilight just holding in all the food in her mouth. But I think it was more along the lines of the voice actress trying to figure out what voice she liked and what she thought she could do. Because you can see in this scene, Applejack has many different voice pitches, you know? Like, she starts off high pitch, and then when she yells Soup's on, she kind of sounds like she does now, but then right after Soup's on, we just hit every pony, she has, like an in-between. Like, it's really bouncing around, and then they finally settled on one they liked, which I like the one now. A lot. Like, a lot. Well, she's not doing a very good job. She's still fat! Look at her! Oh! Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the art design, but like she looked really fat. Like a fatty Twilight. Let me help you. I do like Rainbow Dash's introduction with her laugh, like that big smile that she does.
Yeah.
Like, I love that art, like that animation.
It's Weevil.
It's like Discord saw this and was like, yeah, if only she was more chaotic, she'd make a good daughter. So it's never been said if Screwball's like a mare or a filly. I know there's been a lot of fan art of her as a filly and as a mare, but I don't know.
And a lot of pancakes.
A lot. I even have her in my fanfic. One of my many fanfic. I check in FimFiction, the number of stories I have is like 446. And most of them aren't even done. Like maybe like five of them are finished.
I've got like five out of 15. And most of them people don't seem to care about.
And then mostly just want like a couple of chapters worth.
I stopped doing that, like people don't really care, so I was interested.
So you do you change the status like to on hiatus or cancelled or incomplete or
yeah. Most of the time it's either cancelled or on hiatus.
Yeah.
You're a laugh,
Twilight Sparkle. I can't wait to hang up some more. So when did the whole Dash likes mares thing start, do you think? That scene? Was, do you think that was the start of the, her whole...
Then again, her color scheme could have something to do with it. People just ran with the idea.
Her, her color scheme?
Yeah.
But she's light blue?
Rainbows.
But she's a girl, though.
I know, and I'm pretty sure I heard someone that was... Never mind. Before I make a comment, I should explain it.
Yeah.
The first instance, the first instance of Sparity.
Sparity. That should be... That doesn't sound like a breath mint, like spearmint.
yeah.
I just like how Twilight... Like, see, I like these character... introductions because we see that Twilight doesn't care about fashion at all. She just walks around town with that as a main style. Doesn't even care. And Rarity's like, how could you? And Spike can fly.
Spike likes fancy unicorns.
Yes. Well, any. Well, yeah, I guess fancy unicorns.
Well, I remember when we first see him, he said he's tried to get a present from Rarity himself.
Yeah.
And he can't go in the city of unicorns.
I like how Twilight's just like. And Spike's still got the living W eyes. It's funny how you say you don't like react videos, but we're doing one right now.
The worst thing can be ridiculous is just us commenting.
Yeah, well, and then again, you do like commentary. But what I hate about commentary in movies is when they go off topic and talk about other things, you know? It's like, talk about the movie. Don't talk about what you did last night. Talk about the movie. That's what I like. Here we go.
Fluttershy.
And that blue jay thinking he's all that.
Yeah.
You think you're better than everybody else?
Hey, look, it's Mordecai!
Oh, yeah, it's Mordecai! Where's Rigby? No, Rigby's a... What is he, like a rodent?
Yeah, he's like a raccoon.
Yeah.
He's like a brown raccoon.
Oh, here we go. We gotta be quiet for the little whimpers she does. But I do like how Twilight, her eyes follow her as she lands. You know, it's not like... Even though they didn't animate her, you know what she was doing from what Twilight was doing.
I'm sorry, what was that? Didn't quite catch that.
Turn a bit. She does own that one though, right?
Well, it looks like...
Where is it?
So I keep up the good work. Okay.
Wait,
what? Yeah. A baby dragon!
Excuse me.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out the voice actresses, because, Andrea Lipman does Photoshy. She also does Pinkie Pie. You see the contrast there?
Well, in that case, we better be going. Wait.
It's kind of like how, she doesn't have enough speaking roles as Photoshy because she's quiet and, you know, timid. So she has a lot of them with Pinkie Pie.
Yeah.
So, you know, you...
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yes, please.
I'm
the Photoshy of Twilight.
I like how curious she is. She's like, I want to be part of the surprise party.
Nightmare Moon is coming and we're running out of time. Just need to be alone so I can study with a bunch of crazy ponies trying to make friends all the time. Now, where's the light?
Derpy. Derpy's first scene. And I have to bring this up because we didn't say it the first time we did this, but Pinkie Pie has a recolor who's white, and I don't remember what main color.
Yeah, yellow and green.
Yeah, and her name's and her name is Surprise. And she was originally, I want to say, from Generation 3. 3.5 had one video. The Twinkle Wish Adventure, which is actually a good movie. I love that. I love Scootaloo in there. In 3.5. And Rapidash. Yeah. Twilight Spark. No, that's later on in the Feeling of Pinky Keen episode.
I never know.
But see, Twilight should have seen that fire label on the bottom when she picked it up, because it was facing her.
It's just me late at night trying to get to sleep.
With a pillow on your head?
The sound she makes is me trying to get to sleep late at night. That's basically how I feel.
Every day.
My bum's gone.
What's spike on his head? A lampshade? Do you think that if Twilight was so into, like, neatness, she'd be like, take that off your head and put it back?
Oh, well, she's cranky. She doesn't care.
Yeah, we've seen that, like, this is kind of descending into her Lesson Zero personality, right? Because she's not neat, she's... the animation guy, when he was animating the show, he put her eye in the wrong spot and made her cross-eyed. they liked it so much that Aura got a big fan following, and they just left it in for the show. She has no importance ever. I never cared about her. No, I never thought she was important ever. Like, you never see her do anything mayor-y. You know? Bon Bon, who has 3 different voice actresses in the whole show. Every time she appears, she's got someone else speaking for her.
I really gotta wonder what happens between ponies arriving to the town hall and not even appearing, because someone would have noticed. The Eldritch Abomination of Nightmare Moon making that their princess.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, the mayor is voiced by Spike. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, well now you do.
Nightmare Moon, I like your mane.
I really like her mane.
No, actually, it's the reason why I like this movie so much. In the mirror clips, like, oh my god, that mane.
And there's Applejack's current voice.
No bangs. No bangs.
I do like how Nightmare Moon's mane kind of jerks when she moves her head like that. It kind of, you know, like it flows. Like mist.
Like, no, you black TV reference.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like the book too.
I have the movie. Did you not see the sign? I did. And there's the hair that inspired many fan art, which we won't get into, but... The people who are old enough to know what that means will know what it means. People who are questioning me, then don't look it up.
You're here too.
Just don't do it. Anyway, what is it like? Oh, a voice actress for Nightmare Moon is the same one as Luna, who is voiced by Rarity and who also is Derpy. Remember I had trouble with that when we did our first run through of this? I kept thinking it was Kathleen Barr, but that's Trixie. I guess we'll let it run through the credits because I'm not sure if it'll play the next episode or not.
Usually it does. When you pick a certain episode,
it stops. Well, I didn't choose play all. I just picked an episode, but... Hold on, let's be silent, just in case. We have to stop. And it did not... continue. But we are back in a, I want to say 30-second preview of the last episode. But usually 30 seconds long. But my favorite one of these, recap is, I want to say the, Crystal Empire recap. No, screw that. That was the worst one. But my favorite, it was the the wedding episode.
My favorite recap was the Ten of Harmony recap.
I liked the recap for Cantaloupe Wedding Part 1. Just because
I didn't know the recap for that, because I watched Part 1 and Part 2 together.
Watch the recap, because it has that cool scene where it ends with Kanan's walking towards the screen with the green eyes. And I'm like, that was cool.
Yeah.
I love that recap for that. Plus, Crystalis is my girl. No, as such a Shimmer.
Okay.
Sorry, Shimmer.
Let's get back to this.
Yeah, back to the show. Nightmare Moon. Produced by Sarah Wall. That hair is just crazy now. Like that's not even hair anymore. That's just straight up tentacles. Look at that. You saw that.
Yeah, it's like magic.
It wasn't attached to her head there. It was coming out of her back like Slender Man. You saw that, right? It was coming out of her butt. It was like her tail that was doing that. Although, I don't think Nightmare Moon has a mane or a tail. It's just like celestial magic.
Yeah.
No, not celestial. Isn't celestial just anything in space, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, celestial is the one I meant.
I suppose my main magic would be astral.
I guess. Yeah, astral. But I say celestial because of the stars. And stars are celestial bodies.
Astral is Latin for stars.
Well, there you go, then. I like how upset Dash looked being scolded by Applejack. Kind of like a loving couple.
I read all about the predictions. And now getting into shipping territory.
Well, this is probably aided in that Dash and AJ pairing, right?
A reference
guide. Knocked her out of the way. Oh. There are six elements of harmony, but only five are known. Twilight has a lot of good, like, funny lines. Okay, so, favorite character, real quick. Who was it? Hold on. Main six character. Just out of the whole show.
Fluttershy.
Okay, then.
Fluttershy / Twilight, because I'm kind of still on the line about Twilight.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, because you chose those two as your pony sonas.
Really rather do this on my own.
Why did she look angry there for certain?
We sure ain't letting any friend of ours go
back. Did you see Twilight? It's like, at the mention of friends, she's just like, I never saw that before. That's like such a great, like, my spirit's broken. Like, I don't know what to say face. She literally just, like, big cracked. I want to, you know, like a twitch.
It was. Look at it. That's dreadful.
Okay.
It ain't natural. Folks say it don't work the same as a question.
No. I was gonna say here's Nightmare Moon doing her thing, but then Dash showed up, and now I gotta talk about Dash again. Never come in. Never. at her, how her mane's like flattened to her back. Like, see, animation in this show is amazing. Like, if you look every single shot with Fluttershy, every time she's shy, her mane is on her, the side of her face that we're seeing. Every time she's like happy and outgoing, it's on the other side.
What do I do?
You notice that? Because it symbolizes shyness, and I like that. Like when she was talking to Twilight, her mane was always up on her face. But then when she was talking to Spike, yeah, and when her, oh, I mean, like it was an animation choice. You know how like it hangs down to one side, like Pinky Munis does.
Yeah.
When she's acting shy, it's on our side of the camera. When she's acting not shy, it's on the other side. Like when she's talking with Spike, it's on the other side, so you see all of her face. And I like that, you know how, like, some people do fan art, and they do, like, the man on one side of the face, and then, like, it should be, like, when the character turns 180 degrees, it should, the hair should follow, but in animation, they just flip the image around, so it's just, like, a mirrored image. Lazy, in my opinion, but it works. Where's your favorite,
Fun fact about manticores. In animal mythology, manticores have a human head instead of a line.
But all in all, they have, like, the line body with the wings and everything?
Yeah, they've got the line body.
The scorpion tail?
Yeah, super spiky mane and the scorpion tail.
Spiky mane? All like that?
Yeah, like really spiky.
Oh, like more spiky than that? Wait. See, there we go. See, her mane's. Oh. There.
It's okay. Oh, you poor little baby. Little?
Baby?
It might hurt for just a second.
Now, that thorn's supposed to be Nightmare Moon, right?
Yeah. But at least the poly hair.
No, it's actually her. Like, she turned herself into a thorn.
Why'd she...
Well, into the Shadow Bolts?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we saw her form into the thorn. Yeah, see?
True.
Yeah. I mean, it's her deform.
My eyes need a rest from all
this. For some reason, I just got a serious comic vibe. The scene where they're going through the forest here, there's a section in the comic series where they're going through a cave, and Rarity is just complaining about everything, like, just like this. Like, oh, it's dirty. Oh, it's so, you know, like...
It's just mud.
It's cardboard cutouts. Oh, no. It's Chuck E. Cheese all over again. This is the first song. Yep. Giggle at the Ghostie. Which had a lot of remixes.
I was a
lot. And was the start of Pinkie Pie's countless singing songs. Which she did a lot in season 1, but after season 2 she kind of didn't. Which I liked. I thought they were kind of annoying at first. Like, little butt shake. I love that. But how does this affect Nightmare Moon, though? Speaking of the fourth wall thing, Pinkie Pie started breaking the fourth wall a lot more. No, as the show went on. Because the writers of the show clearly look at the fan base, and they have seen all of the stuff the fans have done where Pinkie Pie breaks the fourth wall and does all the crazy shenanigans. So Pinkie Pie kept getting crazier and crazier as the show went along.
Yeah.
And so to the point where She just flat out just does things that are impossible. Like in the Pinkie Pie episode where she clones herself in the mirror pool. She floats down into the lake to, well, so she wouldn't splash know. Rainbow Dash. I want him dead. I really like the Friendship is Witchcraft episode where Verdi kills him. I'll show it to you after this. But it's pretty much just this. Like, she takes the thing, cuts him, he falls down, and then they just walk away. He doesn't get back up. He's just dead. Which, see...
This is a serpent, the cousin of a dragon.
Right. See, I actually... When I first... This is obviously the second... And I appreciated how dark they went with, you know, implying that she just killed him. Well, this part here, she gets angry eyes, and then just rips off a scale, the girl from nowhere, and then just cuts him with it. I'm like, that's pretty dark for a kid show. Little did I know that they would ever make season 4. Yeah, I'm looking at you, season 4 finale. I think this guy was a story. I know. I want to say that the voice of him, he's part of the art team, because I know that the voice of King Sombra is the storyboard consultant.
Is that why he got so
wide? Yeah. He's just the guy who does the storyboards. That's all he is. They just pulled him in to do the Kung Sombra part. I laughed hysterically when I saw that. His name is, Big Jim Miller. You look in the credits of the show, you see Big Jim Miller as the, storyboards. Especially what Dash just said. We'll see with you and falling off cliffs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet some of the lines characters say like that are improv. Who's there? You know? Like,
that'd be cool.
Like Pinkie Pie doing, oh yeah! That, would you? Because I've been trying to get into that group for like... Oh, you know how you hate, what was it? The Game is Pony Play episode?
Yeah.
I do like that one line where Twilight goes, hello there. Soon we will be the greatest in all Equestria. But first, we need a... Which, unfortunately, we'll have to watch the full version of that when we do this. Yes, greatest flyer in all the land. Yes, it's all we
need.
What good is commentary, though, without a few, you know, like, variety of, you know...
Also, quick question. What would have happened if Rainbow Dash said yes?
Nightmare Moon would have been like, crap, now I gotta stay like this forever. And then, because if she, like, reveals her true self and goes, ha, gotcha, Dash, she'd be like, wait a second. But I'm afraid I have to. Yeah, like, what would have happened? Because, like, what would she have done? If she has said yes. We lead her away or trap her in the moon or something with magic?
I'd never let my friends.
And then Twilight hears the word friends again and doesn't freak out.
Come on, Twilight. Isn't this what you've been waiting for? The elements.
What was Dash? Dash just had bedroom eyes. You see that? As Twilight walked past her, she kind of like leaned out of the way and had like these like suggestive eyes. It was ridiculous.
There's only five. Where's the sixth? The book said, when the five are present, a spark will cause the sixth element to be revealed. What in the hay is that?
She still has a higher pitched voice than normal.
Stand back. I don't know what will happen.
You can really just hear it, can't you?
And then
you
Twilight taking
Come on now, y'all. She needs to concentrate.
Yeah, she's got a deeper... But you'll see at this point, Luna teleports them away, right? Why teleport them a few feet away? You know? Like,
so if they don't have a part of the castle.
Yeah, why not just teleport them, like, I don't know, back to Ponyville or something, you know, where these five won't find them?
I don't know.
But see, now we're supposed to think,
I want to bring up the point analyzing, like, what my memory does. Like, is it my memory, or is it me trying to fight back,
like you keep saying, it's probably Luna, because otherwise, if it was just Nightmare Moon, she would have just, like, teleported to the moon or something, you know, with the elements.
Yeah.
And just lift them from the moon. And be like, haha, Twilight, now you're screwed. Right. But then again, those aren't the elements.
Then what's left of them?
Yeah. They're powerless. Come on, Twilight. I think they would have done that anyway, really.
Not really.
Yeah, they would have probably just broken or reformed into the elements.
Where's the sixth element? Yeah, they'll just be like one giant egg floating around the planes and not all the pieces.
Yeah, she thought that would stop her. You little fool, thinking you could defeat me. Does her eye kind of look like Chrysalis's eye to you? See your
princess. Kind of.
Like that bug eye? The night will last. See, what I don't like about Nightmare Moon is any view of her from the front. It's terrible. It looks god awful because her head looks so.
Like, she's like
yeah. She looks too thin or wide or weird. It doesn't look proportionate. See that Applejack face there? Kind of looks like the MOV fan videos. You seen those? Man, Applejack, you sure like them apples. Yeah, you know that one, right?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Swag, crush, kill, destroy. And then you gotta strike a pose, Dash. Spirits of these five ponies got us through every challenge you threw at us. You still don't have the sixth element. The spark didn't work. But it did. A different kind of spark. I felt it the very moment I realized how happy I was. I'm have a lack of talk because I like this scene. That was the first time I cried in the show. When I realized that you all... From sadness. No, I was happy. It was then I realized how good the show was.
Yeah.
Especially the... I love that lighting effect on her wing there.
Yeah.
The first real effect in the show. It creates the sixth element. The element of magic. Though, would you have preferred season one to have been like the Nightmare Moon arc? Like, the season one finale was defeating her? Or did you like the...
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah. Because the season one opener was talked about the backstory. I thought, you know, you would meet her in the premiere and then beat her in the finale.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
I didn't watch a lot of anime.
Yeah, I guess they wanted.
Enough.
Well, I guess they thought the target audience is kids and they have a lot shorter attention span than you know older kids do. So, we didn't mention this time, but Rarity's Tale, remember? Yeah, we made a big deal of it last time. We kept watching it to see if it would ever grow back.
And
it's because it was a plot point that it had to be short. Or like in some like comedy movies where someone dies and the next scene they're back because their death was just for comedic, you know. I thought you were just about a lot, shall we? But I reckon we really do represent the elements of friendship. Indeed, you do. And Celestia! Finally able to raise the sun. Why? Because Nightmare Moon was not Nightmare Moon anymore? Was she trapped in the sun? If so, ow.
Again, I think Celestia's fireproof.
Princess Celestia! You want to test that theory? Sparkle, my faithful student.
Oh. Someone's made of magic.
I always think it's cute when they do that.
I
told
you
that you needed to make some friends. I don't know why. It's just adorable. I saw the signs of Nightmare Moon's return. and I knew it was you. The Pinkie Pie bounce is about Fluttershy is still bound. But you could not unleash it until you let true friendship into your heart. I think the fact that Pinkie Pie was still bowing as the second to last character bowing Princess shows her character a bit.
I have a toy of this version of myself.
This version? I like this version. She's really tiny, like, holy crap, look at her.
You look so adorable.
Look at Moonbutt, she's so small.
Oh! I think
you want
to go up there
and hug her. That's so cute. I'm so sorry. I missed you so much. That's why I've been dying to see more of her. I think this was the second time I cried in the show. That one's just because of... Yeah. Exactly. Because Luna was so adorable when she was happy. Hey, Derpy! the chariot. Which has a moon on the wheel. Who was that? I'm intrigued by, I saw Dr. Hooves in the background.
Yep.
So, you know, why are people in Luna Eclipse so afraid of her? You know, just after this?
Why so glum?
I don't know.
Are you not happy?
Maybe because she looks different? No, she's a different moon princess.
That's just it. Just when I learn how wonderful it is.
Maybe
it's
because
friends,
she looks so much like not my moon.
In Luna Eclipse?
Take a note, please.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it something like they were doing it for fun, though? They weren't actually afraid of her?
Yeah. Well, there's some of the older ponies she was named after.
Yeah, like the mayor.
She must
report to me. And the satanic cosplayer that was next to her.
Yep.
I think it was supposed to be like her
assistant.
Yeah. Look at Pinkie Pie. I think Pinkie Pie is adorable when she is on her back and got kind of curled up.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been so excited about it, except for the time that
Pinkie Pie.
What is the coming day for the
season the premiere. And the next time we will do not Applebuck season. we will be doing the Ticketmaster. Yeah. Alright. Oh. This is Pinkie Mania 666 signing out.
And this is Dragonfly 2 all in. Thanks. See you later.
See ya.